Good evening. Tonight, as I was reflecting on all the different things that are happening for the Lord's Supper and all the it's filled with imagery and filled with meaning and theological things, I just went back and I thought that puts it in the best perspective in me is three words and one story. But the three words we begin with is sacrifice, as you get from the first reading, love, as you get from the second, and service, as you get from the gospel. And a story many of you have heard before, but it's the story which is perfect for me for this night. It's a story about last year when, or a year and a half ago, when Father Nick and I were in Rome with Father Losi. And Father Nick and I got to go to be with the sisters of Mother Teresa's order, the novices. And again, we got up bright and early at 4:30 in the morning, and we went and waited for a bus. And after we got off the bus, we transferred to a train. And after we transferred to the train, in the darkness, we went up the other part of Rome, the other side of Rome, and we rang the door bell, literally, ding, ding, ding. And up comes Mother Superior, a little Hindu woman, smiling from ear to ear at about 10 minutes of 6 in the morning. And again, I'm not a one to smile with at 6 o'clock in the morning. And as soon as I'm sitting there thinking, I'm thinking, boy, is she happy. As an aside, someone says to me today, you know, Father, aren't fat people supposed to be jolly? Anyway, so I'm thinking, it was a bad thing. They were picking on me and saying, I'm fat and I'm not jolly. But anyway, so she's all happy and she's all excited. And then she says, oh, fathers, please come in. And she ushered us in and she says, here, and she took us up to this little room. And again, as we were going up there, I was so impressed because here are all these women. They're sacrificing their lives. Beautiful women from all around the world, America, Hungary, Yugoslavia, India, all these people all around the world. And they were all sitting there cutting wood, these young nuns. They had two saris, or whatever they call those habits that they wear. They were chopping the wood. They were building a fire. They were carrying these big kettles filled with water. And they were putting these big kettles, which they had a pump, you know, one of those old pumps from the ground, filling these kettles with water. And these little young nuns are smiling from ear to ear at 6:10 in the morning, chopping wood, carrying these things, putting them on the fire. And then after the stuff got hot, they would take the clothes and they would start washing their clothes by hand every morning before Mass. And then as we sat there and I'm sitting there thinking, boy, look at all these women. Are they working so hard? They're sacrificing. You know, some people say they're wasting their lives, huh? They're from all over the world and there they are chopping wood, pumping water, and washing things by hand. Then we're getting ready to go into Mass. And again, in their chapel, it's just a plain, basic wooden chapel. And as we go into the wooden chapel, there's no chairs except for the two chairs they had for us priests. Wooden floor. Everybody took their shoes off, including the priests. And as we walked in, here are the nuns kneeling on the wooden floor, just adoring Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And as they're kneeling on the floor, adoring Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, they were smiling. And then we go and we walk in and we're getting ready for Mass and we come on outside. And before we go there, there is that one little saying on the thing for the priest while we were getting vested. And it said, O priest of God, say this Mass as if it was your first Mass. Say this Mass as if it was your last Mass. Say this Mass as if it was your only Mass. And how much that would mean to us if that started happening for us. If it wasn't just going through the motions of something, but if we entered every Mass as if it was our first Mass, entered every Mass as if it was our last Mass, enter every Mass as if it was our only Mass. And then we came out, and Father Nick started, and he started picking on me, and these sisters who are kneeling on the hardwood are laughing and smiling. And then these sisters you knew had such great love, because when we heard, when Father and I said, this is my body, and we held up our Lord and God in the Most Blessed Sacrament, these nuns fell on their faces, flat on the ground. They loved Jesus. They knew he was there. They weren't going some through ritual. They weren't doing something in about the back. They knew Jesus was there. They were on their faces adoring the Lord Jesus Christ. And sometimes we don't even genuflect. Sometimes we don't even think about it. Sometimes we might be in his presence for 2 hours at a mass and forget that he was there. These nuns knew that he was there. And they fell down in such great love. Then afterwards, after we said some prayers with them, these nuns went and made us breakfast. They didn't have breakfast themselves. They made us breakfast. And there's Father Nick and I and Mother Superior sitting next to us. And we're talking and she's saying, "How, Father? And, you know, how are you? Fine. Where are you from?" Just sitting there smiling, talking to us. And again, I've told the story. Huh? At the end of the meal, there was two pieces of fruit left. One was an orange and one was an apple. And she held up and she said, "Would you like a piece of fruit, Father?" I said, "Oh, no, thank you, sister." She looked at Father Nick and she says, "Would you like a piece of fruit, Father?" "Yes, sister, I'll take the apple." And their mother says, "Oh, Father, you don't like the skin, do you?" "Oh, no, Mother, I don't. Let me take care of it for you." And here's, while Father Nick sat there, here's Mother Superior cutting the apple in half and then quarters and then quarter again and peeling off each piece of skin and handing it to Father Nick as if he was the Pharaoh. And Father Nick is, "Thank you, sister," and eating each piece of fruit. And I'm sitting there thinking, "Sister, he can cut his own fruit. Thank you. Don't do that for him. What do you think you're doing there? Are you kidding? He's going to get a bigger head than I got. That's pretty big." And in the midst of all that, I look behind. And behind is that saying from Mother Teresa that said, "The fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service, and the fruit of service is peace." You see, what tonight's about is those things, that we got to be people who sacrifice our lives joyfully. You know, so the first thing you and I got to think about tonight is, do I live a life of sacrifice? Do I sacrifice myself for others? Is my life about others? You know, I don't have to go around chopping wood. I don't have to go about, but do I live a life of love others? Do I live a life of giving? Or am I in a life for my pleasure, for my comfort, to make sure everything is okay for me because I want everything to be okay for me? Notice, when I live that way, I wasn't the one smiling at 6 o'clock in the morning. The nuns were. But when someone truly lives a life of sacrifice, you can tell. Then when we get to the love, they love the Lord. They could have sat there and been complaining, "Jesus, you know, I don't got a lot of stuff. I just got these two little habits and I got to wash them by hand every day." They were in love with him. They would have given more. And to think about the same stuff. So when you and I are here tonight, and when I sit there and at this place and I say, "This is my body," will you and I just be madly in love with him? "Lord, I just want to be with you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to fall on my face before you." Are we that in love with Jesus? And then finally, be a person of service. You know, isn't it interesting tonight? If you listen to the gospel, Jesus, when he washed his disciples' feet, he washed all their feet, including who? Judas. The God of the universe washed the feet of the person who would betray him. He humbled himself. The God of the universe humbled himself before Judas and he washed his feet. He served the man who would kill him. And he knew that night that he would be the one would have him put to death. That's service. Now, the nun, when she was giving it to Father Nick, as she was taking and feeding, she could have sat there and been one of these people that says, "Hey, listen, we're the same here. We're equals. You want a piece of fruit? Get it yourself." No. "Father, may I serve you? And it wasn't just because he was a priest. They do that with the poor every day. May I serve you? I exist to serve. And so what will happen tonight is when the priest, like today it was a phenomenal day for me at prep. We finally, for the first time, had the Mass of the Lord's Supper. We got special permission from the bishop to have the Mass. Like what we're doing tonight, we did today at prep. And the headmaster got and he washed the people's feet. And then he washed Mrs. Mullen's feet, our principal. And he washed the different ones. And he really humbled himself. And the kids, who never pay attention to anything, sat there spellbound. Look what he's doing. And it's just like we're going to do tonight. It's a very quiet, meditative time. I'm just going to come one at a time, bring people up, wash their feet. Then after I've done a few, then Sarah's going to do a few. It's just a meditative time to show us that what we must do with our lives is be a servant to those who like us, to those who don't, to those who hurt us, to those who don't. We are called to serve. And if we're truly in Christ, we'd never sit there and say, well, I'll serve everybody except for you because you hurt me. Jesus washed the feet of Judas. And so must we follow his example. Because what he says tonight is what I have done is given you an example. As I have done, you must do. May each of us always be people of sacrifice, of love, and of service. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.